This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Victor with InfoWars.com. Now, hunting season starts next weekend. And I wanted to kick off my outdoor experience by sending a message to ISIS. See this? This is your stupid flag. This flag represents killing Christians, beheading people, murdering women and children. For what? For something stupid. And yet we sit back, we've created them, we've helped fund them, but yet we do nothing to stop them. And hundreds of thousands of people get killed because this should also just say CIA in it, because that's all it is. This is a message to the CIA. This is a message to ISIS. This is a message to all those people out there who want to go and do harm. This is America. This is what we think about your flag. This is what we think about all of this. So for months now, ISIS has been threatening to come here on American soil in mass numbers and do lone wolf attacks, small little groups here and there, and start taking out American citizens. American citizens that have nothing to do with the wars going on overseas. American citizens that are just pretty much asleep to what's really going on in the world. So I take offense to that. This is my country. Don't think you could come in here and start doing all the crap that you've been doing overseas. That stuff's not going to fly around here. There's a lot of patriots here in America. They're going to stand up to you. And we're all locked and loaded. AR-15, Glock, shotgun, battle axe, ready to go. So bring that stuff over here. We'll show you how it's done. Roger.
Biggs is having a little bit of recreation here. And it's all about connecting the Second Amendment.
Whenever you come out here, this is what we're going to do to you.
To fighting terrorists. It makes it even more popular. This is pure propaganda we put up to the general public. We admit it. We're just going to absolutely go after the globalists on every front. We're never going to give up. Again, we can obviously shoot it from far away.
Right.
But it's more cinematic up close. Oh, shut him right in the... Won't be able to rape any other women now.
This has been Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. And I'm not just speaking for myself. I'm representing every liberty-loving American out there in this country right now. Every American who likes the right to say what they want. Everybody who likes the freedom to go up and pick up a gun and go shoot.
I was out with Biggs till 5 the night before. And then look at him. He's out in the morning doing this. He's so crazy. No, I'm joking. I wouldn't be out until 5 the morning.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey? It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj, and of course he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States. United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We have brokered a deal.
We'll be back with Dr. Jerome Corsi.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Jerome Corsi leads us at the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to open the phones up at the end of the transmission to cover any of the news we've discussed. The Democrats are openly in the news and the Daily Beast saying, let's start gun confiscation. But how do we deal with the conspiracy theorists that predicted we do it? Well, we just call them theorists as we take the guns. That's actually what the Daily Beast says. Coming up, total border collapse in Europe by design, bringing in the jihadis. It is really insane. The world economy unraveling. ISIS battling the Russians in Syria. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a doctor in basically the economy. We had Dr. Michael Savage on during the first hour. We had Colonel Schaefer in the second hour. JeromeCorsi.com. He also writes for WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com. Dr. Corsi received his PhD from Harvard University in political science in 72. He's currently a senior staff reporter at WorldNet Daily. And I'm not going to go through the rest of his degrees and backgrounds. Folks know who he is. But one of his latest articles, Bill Ayers to Black Lives Matter Create a Fire. So I want to cover what I call Operation Chaos. Create chaos in the Middle East. Create chaos in Ukraine. Create chaos here with open borders. Advertise all these freebies. Lower Europe's borders. Advertise freebies. Then bring in military-age men who then disappear. Give Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda. Clearly, this is not just mismanagement. They're saying Obama's mismanaging everything. Maybe he is. But is there a method of the madness that's failed? Or is there a true method of the madness that's succeeded? Now, that's a lot of points I just threw out, Dr. Corsi. But they're trying to start a war against the police, obviously, so the feds can come as the savior. They're trying to start implosion in Europe and here as well. I think I've stated what's happening. I want your details on it. And if you think it's succeeding, and what you think the next shoe to drop is. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Let's take this article I wrote on Bill Ayers and the entire analysis of Black Lives Matter. What Ayers is saying is that the Black Lives Matter is really a revolutionary movement. It derives from communist principles. Its whole goal is to essentially stir up and intensify race and class tensions under the idea that police are inherently oppressive to black communities and get black communities to feel this. So there's an antagonism with the police that results in social conflict. I mean, this is what the Marxists, what Saul Alinsky taught in Rules for Radicals. It's intensifying these lines of antagonism or social conflict in order to create a revolutionary environment. And what the far left, what Ayers wants out of Black Lives Matter, I mean, if you think about it seriously, it should be all lives matter. Why are we focusing on Black Lives Matter? But the underlying theme here, the hidden message, is that the police are the white society's institutionalized oppressor of black people, designed to keep black people into subjectivity. And when that resentment is fueled, the idea is that black communities will rise up against the police. There'll be more murders and assaults on police. We'll have more chaos. And that leads to the kind of social chaos and confrontation that the radical far left believes that they can use to impose a socialist society, a totalitarian society, eliminating guns, eliminating the constitutional freedoms we enjoy as Americans, under the idea that we've got a renewal of civil violence throughout the society. That's the basic underlying intent and goal. Ayers rejects programs like Teach for America because he calls them classical liberalism. They just put too many teachers in schools. And Ayers says it's not about trying to improve grades or educate black children in minority communities. What it's about is the fact that minority communities are part of the colonialism that the radical left wants to blame America for continuing as a racist capitalistic society. It's really a Marxist movement disguised as an Obama reaction to the shootings that occurred over the past couple of summers and incidents where black kids, usually black thugs, encountered police and were shot. And Obama's used those incidents, Black Lives Matter have come out of this, to try to produce a revolutionary movement against the police that is being consciously used by the far left to disrupt society. And I wanted to expose in this article, because it's Bill Ayers in an interview saying directly what his goals are. And it makes very clear that Black Lives Matter is not just a movement for the civil rights movement, for instance, in the 60s.
Well, Dr. Corsi, in Austin, twice, without even looking for it, I've heard chanting, and 200, 300 people with red flags march by. The communists run the Black Lives Matter movement here. Then I've been to other cities, and it's the exact same thing. And it's all over the world now. It seems like communists are coming out of the woodwork, and you go to their websites, I'm like one of their top enemies. And then I go out to pro-life demonstrations, and the same people crawl out from under rocks and attack us. I mean, so, and then we go to UT. We've actually gone to their meetings, folks that they don't know work for us. We're doing a report on it. We've videotaped them. And they're there with the city council people, the commissions. They're actually in charge of the police review board, not to help the police be better, but to actually federalize them, which, as you know, is this new announcement by the Justice Department last month where the UN advises these safe cities acts and actually brings that in locally to monitor us, run by the Justice Department. I mean, it's very diabolical.
Well, and I'm confident that before the end of the Obama administration, there'll be an effort to sign on to the UN small gun treaty in a major way, again, bypassing U.S. law, which Barack Obama seems perfectly comfortable to do, ignoring the Senate, becoming his own legislator through international bodies. The same type of approach the Obama administration is going to be taking with global warming here in the Paris conference of the UN soon to impose carbon controls on the economy. And here the agenda with Black Lives Matter, the agenda with the Obama signing this UN small guns treaty is ultimately to disarm the American people, to create a pretext in which guns can not only be registered but confiscated.
That's right. They want to start a mini localized, unevenly distributed revolution against local government, make it a classist struggle. And of course, it's the Strong Cities UN initiative, and then literally have the feds come in, then leftist feds as the negotiators or as the referees. Correct, Dr. Corsi?
I mean, if you get a city that goes into actual chaos and shooting, you know, where a black community would rise up and begin shooting whites or vice versa, I mean, you get that kind of an incident, then you've got the pretext to declare martial law to come in to impose a militarized police with military assistance and go house to house and confiscate guns. I mean, I think we saw some trial runs of this with the Boston bombers when they were on the loose, where basically in various communities surrounding Boston, the militarized police moved in and went house to house and began asking people why they had guns and taking them away. I mean, this is, again, the far left, and Obama's intent is to use every one of these school shooting incidents, every incident he can find, where he can fan these flames of fear of, you know, gun violence or fear of violence, period, as a pretext for disarming America. The Second Amendment is clearly the target. And the Second Amendment is the target because it's the one issue which stands between totalitarianism on the left and the, you know, the protection of the Constitution. As much as it's been eroded, the Second Amendment still allows the American population uniquely in the world to be armed.
I agree. Let me ask you this question before we go to break, and then I want to get into geopolitical stuff and the economy with you, Dr. Corsi. How is it going for them, the political air, the groups you talk to? How are things going right now for this leftist coalition in Europe and the United States with their New World Order?
Well, I think there's finally beginning to be cracks and pushback. I mean, it's pushback as well, by the way, against the Republican Party. The establishment Republican Party has become indistinguishable from the establishment Democratic Party, although the Democratic Party has moved much farther to the left. And what's happening is, I think the Americans are waking up. Shows in your show, what you've been doing, we've been writing at WND, trying to awaken the American people to know that this is a social revolution, and the goal of the Obama far left is the destruction of the Constitution, and especially the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. We've got major social reengineering going on with redefinition of marriage, redefinition of sexuality, the influx of now just not immigrants from south of the border, but immigrants from Islamic immigrants fleeing northern Africa in chaos that, by the way, Obama caused with this and Hillary Clinton.
And the UN and Peter Sutherland admit they want to end European culture. They admit they want to bankrupt it. That's what's so crazy. Why would this elite that's in control actually want to wreck everything? They are mentally ill.
Well, and you would think that, you know, if Europe had been able to still have a Second Amendment or any remnant of being armed, that governments like Germany and France and these other governments would have a much harder time just saying to a community of 100 people, here's 700, radical Muslims from who knows what country in North Africa, and they're now your neighbors. This is the kind of a demographic revolution that is designed to fundamentally erode European traditions.
Well, it's ultra-aggressive. I mean, how do they expect a town of 102, folks, that's a New York Times story endorsing it, to take 700-plus people?
Well, it's calculated to fundamentally change the culture, to change the culture in an Islamic direction, to move, again, for gun confiscation and other issues against the Second Amendment, against the First Amendment.
Yeah, this is the left conquering us with radical third world populations. And the more radical, the better. I mean, this is so treasonous. We'll be back with Dr. Corsi from WorldNet Daily. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Only got about 5 minutes left with Dr. Corsi. Then I'm going to come back after break and take your phone calls on any issue we've raised or any point you want to cover at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Corsi, of course, is a New York Times number one best-selling author, a political researcher, and a Ph.D. in political science. He also has degrees in economics. I'm not going to get into all his degrees, all the things he's done. But in the limited time, let's talk Syria real quick, talk economy and other issues. What's the state of the world right now in your prognosis, Dr. Corsi?
Well, I think the international economy is closer to collapse than ever. I mean, the amount of debt that we're building up, with Obama doubling the U.S. debt, it's going to be $20 trillion with a T, U.S. debt by the time Obama leaves office. And Europe is piling up debt. I mean, the debt, China has had a massive sell-off of its foreign reserves just to prop up its currency. The stock market looks good right now, but the fundamentals of stocks are not there to support this price, these prices. And I can see the stock market collapsing by 5,000-6,000 points any day when the federal banks realize they can no longer just keep printing money. The situation in Syria and in the Middle East has never been more chaotic and more dangerous. I like to emphasize it's that way by design. I mean, the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton destabilized Libya, supporting al-Qaeda, changing sides. And now Russia's come in with ground troops and air troops, and the potential of a confrontation between Russia and the United States escalates every day. Obama does not have a strategy. The strategy is going to be almost abandonment of the Middle East by the United States in chaos. And the goal seems to be to push millions of Muslims into Europe to destabilize Europe. I mean, in a sense, I think it's why candidates like Donald Trump are doing well, Ted Cruz, Ben Carson. I mean, when you take a look at Hillary Clinton, it's more of the corrupt, you know, the pay-for-play role she played, the lying, the continuation of a corrupt world order that Hillary Clinton represents, I think is going to be very tough for the Democrats to sell in 2016. It is if the Clintons don't get indicted soon over the Clinton Foundation fraud. And I've been writing a series of stories with Charles Ortel, the financial analyst, I think that should lead to prosecution, indictment, and prosecution of both Bill and Hillary Clinton for fraud, monetizing the White House and using this Clinton Foundation as a personal piggy bank, violating charity laws. The international situation and our domestic politics are in chaos right now. And it's intentionally chaos. This is what communism looks like just before the attempt to produce the revolution.
That's right. This is the standard playbook for the destabilization period. And then once they take us over, they'll use us in the exploitation period against the next target. I just can't believe how naked the corruption is. It really is bizarre. And to see democratic hordes of people, because I'm really nonpartisan, as you know, really endorsing criminal gangsterism when they're the ones being screwed over by it. I mean, we could see the fall of America very, very soon.
Well, and I think it is bipartisan. I mean, the American voters are rejecting the Republican establishment just as much as the Democrats are getting rejected. And candidates like Donald Trump, I think, are going to draw from across the spectrum. The last chance America has is if, you know, the patriots, those who are trying to be branded as extremists by the Obama administration, the people who support the Constitution, who support the Founding Fathers, still believe in God, say, no, we've had enough. And we're not giving up the Second Amendment. And we're not giving up the First Amendment. This attempt by the Supreme Court to impose, upon America a whole new definition of sexuality and marriage, just because the Supreme Court's decided this, I don't think you're going to change the religious practices across America of millions of people who, really want to pursue their own and have a right under the First Amendment to pursue their own ideas about God and religion. So we're in a major upheaval, and I think the economics globally is about to collapse.
That's right.
And when that does, you'll have massive chaos because the invasion from the Middle East through Syria, Libya, all these countries is going to continue. And Europe will probably be pushed to the brink of civil war, certainly in countries like Germany. which are just going to basically take to the streets if they have to. And I think we're in for one of the most ugly periods coming in, you know, recent human history.
I agree with you. We're in the middle of a globalist, leftist, in-game, 21st century military takeover using economics and migrant hordes. It's incredible. JeromeCorsi.com, WND.com. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for the time.
Always a great pleasure to be with you, Alex. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. We'll be back with your calls. Stay with us. And a bunch of news we haven't hit yet. We are the tip of the spear, folks. Toe-to-toe with the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull
that. I love George Strait.
And I hope that judge ain't blind.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Amarillo.
One of his first big hits was Full Hearted Memory. I was 6 years old when that song came out. When he was first getting played on the radio. A new sensation, George Strait, everybody. You know, we haven't tried to get George Strait on. He doesn't do political interviews. But I've been told by little birds, not once, not twice, but three times, he's a listener. We ought to try to get George Strait on. I've been meaning to tell you that for a while, Nico. You should start going after all these big people that are listeners.
It's just what I've got.
I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine.
I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm
free. All right, I'm going to stop being obnoxious.
Have a real
I would rather just sit, drive around on a bass boat and listen to George Strait, I'll be honest with you. All right, we're going to stop. I got all these callers to go to. I've got all this insane news. By the way, NASA came out yesterday, and I didn't get to it, and I saw it back in the news today, and admitted that the satellite showed that the ice has gotten thicker and bigger. Thicker and is covering more surface. Arctic and Antarctic, north and south. It's supposed to be gone by 2013, Al Gore said in 2006, and no one called him on it in the controlled media. And, of course, there's always big pieces breaking off. It's always done that. They go, look, icebergs, we're all dead. It's melting. It's pieces are falling off. We're all just playing on the ignorance of the public. Penguins, they're dying. They can't swim. Polar bears, they're falling in. But if you're going to lie, why not go all the way and just say polar bears can fly and that global warming cut their wings off? Look at this polar bear. It did have a 30-foot wingspan. Until the enemies of Captain Planet used tweezers to pull them off. Aquaman had to summon three giant whales to deal with the evil polluters. Yeah, I used to say that polar bears swam 300 miles. People didn't believe me, but there's a Daily Mail article where they, in 2012, did a study. I hadn't seen this, where they can swim straight for 400 miles. And I have covered, because I was in a pizza place in Corpus Christi and saw it, where the school that and they had their stuff hung at the local pizza place did a contest. It was actually the Port A Pizzeria, I say Corpus Christi. Piece of pizza. Not, but they had all these kids things hanging by. I did a video on it where they had a contest to show how the penguins and polar bears were having their habitats, they were drowning. The polar bear can swim 400 miles. And they hunt by jumping off one ice floe to go to another to hunt beluga whale. And they love it. A polar bear, a large male, can pull up a 2,000-pound beluga with one arm. They've been videoed in fights with grizzly bears. They kill them in seconds. This is a super animal. Toughest land animal there is. And these people lie to you and say they can't swim. They swim in sub-zero freezing water. People go, really? How's it sub-zero and not frozen? Well, it's moving in the hydrology, and salt water freezes at a lower level. One time I was debating some guy on talk radio about it, and he goes, oh, yeah, the polar bears are in freezing water? How are they swimming in freezing water? It's just the abject ignorance of these people. I got two clips to play, and I'm going to your phone calls. Yeah, that's a some kind of larger whale. That's one that washed up. I don't think he killed that one. But I'm telling you, they're incredible beasts. If you're a radio listener, we also have a TV side. Hear me talking about stuff we're showing. It's on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, other sites like that. Let's go to Obama saying the GOP candidates occupy different reality. And this is reality inverted from AP, as we analyze this AP piece. It's part of fair use. The GOP finally didn't let themselves be bullied by staged questions. It was an admitted rout of CNBC. They've left NBC now as a punishment. It's the mainstream media collapsing in front of everyone. The polls all show that, but he spins it and says, how are they going to handle foreign policy when they can't even handle CNBC? They dominated CNBC, and they weren't reading off teleprompters, Obama, and they weren't running against John McCain either. Let's go to this clip.
I don't know if the Republicans who are running for this office know any of these things.
He's all about how smart Democrats are. There's a new Mark Dice video where all the Democrat women want Sharia law.
Because they occupy a different reality, it seems.
Yeah, well, you're not coming after our guns.
According to them, everything was really good in 2008.
And according to you,
when we were going through the worst,
the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit.
Economic crisis in our lifetimes.
We're being fear-mongered and the banks taking over. It's totally
unemployment staged. And uninsured rates were up, and we were hopelessly addicted to foreign oil, and Bin Laden was still on the loose.
Oh, he got Bin Laden.
Was the golden age that I messed up.
Well, you're all part of my part of the screw job.
The planet's warming. 99% of scientists have said it's warming, and we've got the Republic.
He used to say all scientists agree debate is over. It turned out thousands of scientists were put on this list. It was only 80-something percent. Were never contacted. They were just told, will you contribute to a climate report if we ever call you? Yes. They put them on the consensus list and said they agreed. Now if they come out, they'll fire them, won't publish their books. They want to arrest them. I mean, what a tyrant. Let's continue.
The planet's warming. 99% of scientists have...
See, with his idiot audience, he's still doing the old warming. No, they already abandoned that one, Obama. Because NASA had to admit it's cooling. Now it's change. But see, for the morons, he still uses the old line, keeping them in that false reality. Let's go to the clip.
And we've got the Republican chairman of the Senate Energy and Environment Committee.
Get off, God bless him.
Carrying a snowball into the Senate chambers to show that there's still snow and that climate change isn't happening. I am not making that up.
Well, climate change is happening.
That's what happened.
I'm not making that up. How do you like double black unemployment? I love you. I'm black.
That's crazy.
Would you rather have a green president and not have unemployment? I don't care what color they are. I'm just sick of this color stuff.
Man. I can't. Because there's a family audience.
All right, that's enough.
But it's great.
So this is the type of so-called news the Associated Press shovels at people. I got another clip here. This is Rachel Dozell, who claims she was always black and her parents were black, even though they're as white as they come. You know, whiter than Leave It to Beaver's parents. And then now she admits, no, she's not really black. It's a choice. Well, how about you just be a coffee cup or a dog? I mean, imagine I sort of want to run around and go, burr, burr. I want to just, like, go up to fire hydrants and hike my leg, and the cops come over and go, what are you doing? I go, I'm a dog. Well, you can't pee on fire hydrants. Yes, I can. Scooby-Doo. I mean, this is the mental illness. In fact, don't we have me saying I'm trans? I said trans-zoological. It's trans-species. Can you pull up Alex Jones Becomes a Dog, please? Now that I think about it from YouTube, just play it right off YouTube. Alex Jones Becomes a Dog. Actually, I had two brown hiking socks on. I got back from hiking. I peeled them off. I thought they looked like dog ears. I had one of my kids shoot the video. I think my 7-year-old daughter shot it. And I put the wet socks on my ears, and I became a basset hound. And if you don't say I'm beautiful and courageous and that I'm a canine, you are trans, not transphobic, trans-species phobic. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, I did put the dirty socks on my ears. I do kind of look like a dog there, don't I? Actually, you can see the transformation happening. We're going to find that, but first let's go to Rachel Dozell or whatever this person's name is. And if you want to say you're black and get dreadlocks, knock yourself out. I don't care. But the new thing is going to make me pay for it or something? Like go pay for skin treatments or something? I mean, it's just, it isn't the center of the universe. I just lowered my chair. Anyways, here we go, folks. Let's go to this clip.
Let's be really honest. You don't answer the question. It came across as you lying and saying you were a race that you weren't. Am I correct?
And I think, you know, a single headline can change.
But even now, sitting here asking you, we're saying, why not say you're white, but you identify as being black, and you don't seem to answer the question straight on.
My question, yeah. Not identify how you identify. Like, why not give me the right to identify how I identify? I give everybody else the same.
Like the trans,
you know, we are all entitled to be
correct.
Exactly who we are and to identify.
Rachel, I think it's kind of hard.
I mean, look, she puts Tanner on her skin.
So when you
she sits there and just does everything with these fake mannerisms.
You know what I mean? Like, you weren't born black.
Balloon.
So when you say you are black, it makes it hard for people to understand.
And everyone thinks she's a joke. And you know, we're allowed to think you're a joke, just like Jenner's a joke. An old creepy guy with a wig on, we're supposed to bow down to. You know, we're sick of it. Yay, you're black. Yay, whatever. Obama identifies as black. I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to Eric and Brandon and Edward and Greg and Jared, everybody here in just a moment. But right now, let's go to the fact that I'm stunning. I've got courage. I deserve an ESPN award. I deserve Brett Favre to clap for me. If he doesn't, he's trans-zoological, phobical. Here it is. In just a moment, we'll play it off YouTube.
You know, Caitlyn Jenner is actually the real El Chapo. The problem is he hasn't actually done the chopping, so I say he's a fraud. But me, I've gone and I've had surgery, and I've had these prosthesis ears added. I am now choosing to be trans-zoological, I believe is the term. I may just have to be transabled and chop my arms and legs off. I mean, it's a biscuit and live in a box. Taken care of. And if you don't accept it, you're hateful. In fact, if you don't adopt my lifestyle and wear dirty brown socks on your ears after you work out, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're an anti-zoological phobe, you're a piece of filth. So now, I become my new self.
It's real, folks. It's real. Let's go to Eric in Colorado. He's bringing up Michael Savage. Eric in Colorado wants to talk about Michael Savage and his comments in the last hour on marijuana. In fact, tonight on the Nightly News, we're going to air a clip of Michael Savage talking about marijuana. And I happen to agree with him in certain respects. But first, let's get the caller's take. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, sir. First off, I just want to say that you are a beautiful trans species, and I support your change. I just wanted to go to that, what Michael said about it being a gateway drug. And that is actually a completely false narrative. That's a social engineered narrative. It's no more true than saying a couple of beers is going to force you to drink a handle of vodka every night. Do you know what telomeres are?
Yes, I do know what telomeres are in the DNA. Before we go there, he specifically was hitting the fact that George Soros is pushing hardcore weaponized marijuana. It's like 90% THC when the strongest stuff used to be 25% max, and that many people then never develop, live in their parents' basement forever, and basically get brain damage from it. Marijuana is an amazing plant. It has thousands of different medical applications. It's right up there with things like aloe vera, maybe even more powerful, maybe one of the most versatile plants ever in pharmacia. So that's one debate. But then people that just smoke dope all day and push it and say it's a cure for this, a cure for that, when it's just a treatment for things and a great treatment for a lot of things, glaucoma, you name it, they exaggerate and it becomes a cult. And so he was going at it from that angle. I'm against the drug war itself. I'm for decriminalization. But I think we should also talk about how destructive weaponized marijuana can be. Now go ahead and elaborate your point.
I think the destructive part of that would be the chemical processed forms of it, so like a hydroponic version where you're pumping chemicals into it. I mean, no different than any GMO product. But in its true base form, I mean, THC is not bad. Higher values of THC will actually contribute to helping people rid of ADHD or any other type of...
There are some studies that it does a lot better than speed pills like Ritalin or other things that burn your brain out. It actually does help some people that are overactive minds. And a lot of that's if you get kids off red dyes, processed foods, sugar. That's the real answer. But sure, if you're going to drug them in a lot of studies, it's been proven that low dosages of pure THC are better for children's brains than, say, something like Adderall. But, I mean, Adderall is absolutely hardcore amphetamine, and so I think comparing it to it is not fair. But I get your point. I hear what you're saying, but you have to also get the perspective of what Savage is talking about. I know that's a famous statement from the 30s. You know, it's a gateway drug in the 60s, but it probably is a gateway drug at certain levels. But the argument that it's a gateway drug, so let's put people in prison for it, is wrong. Let's not put anybody in prison for being a user. And let's admit some drugs have good applications if they're not abused. But at the same time, I don't think we then jump the other direction and fully endorse it. And I agree with Savage on why George Soros is so deeply involved in it. And tonight we'll hear from Savage on that point when we re-air that 7 o'clock Nightly News. Thank you, Eric. Brandon in FEMA Region 3. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to start off by saying God bless you. We're praying for you. I wanted to tell you a quick story. I was recently in Dallas. I just got engaged was spending some time with my fiance's family, and I went out to a bar with some of her older brothers, and a lot of these guys are like ex-Green Berets, and I think one was even a SEAL at one point, and they were telling me that you came up in conversation because I was wearing an InfoWars shirt, and that one of her brothers smiled at me, and he's like, that guy Alex Jones, he's like a legend in Special Forces.
And, I don't know why they say that, because I went and followed some of their live events and exposed some of it and videotaped that. But I've had, way back then, they're like, yeah, we know who you are. When I would be in the town, they were doing some drills. You're a legend following us around, because I think other media was following them around. And so I was the only name they knew. So anytime somebody was following them, they thought it was me. And so I really don't deserve any titles there. But we did used to follow them around because the media kept saying it didn't exist. So I got madder and madder. And so I would, like, get tips and fly all over the country, probably like 10 times or no more than 10. Probably 10 or so times following the Army around, Marines that much. But my listeners started following them around. And so they started thinking I was just everywhere. So I think my listeners are legendary in Special Forces because we made them all admit they were doing these covert drills. But I was just trying to get the media to stop lying about it. But go ahead.
He mentioned to me, he's like, he's right on point on everything he's saying. He's saying when Alex says that Delta Force is training police departments, he's doing records.
Well, listen, I want to hear that when we come back because your audio's cutting out. Finish your story when we come back, Brandon. Then Greg, Jerry, and Edward, I'll do 5 minutes the next hour to make sure I get to everybody. And then we will hand the baton to the one, the only, David Knight. And he's got a big transmission lined up. We'll tell you about that the fourth hour as we expand broadcast. As we expand the counter-programming, straight ahead, this is the tip of the spear, the info war.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Edward's coming up next from Florida with I'll finish up with Brandon real quick, then Greg, Jerry, and Charlene, if we have time. She just called in. I'm not going to plug this hour because we're out of time, but just InfoWarsStore.com. You want to support us? A lot of great products, a lot of big specials in tomorrow on high-quality water filters, on the liver cleanse pack, 25% off. And it is your purchases of the Hillary for President shirt, this limited edition, and things like that that fund this operation. It is expensive to run this. I want to thank you all for your support, your prayers, and more. So, Brandon, you got cut off by the break. You were saying you're hanging out with your fiance and their family. There's a bunch of military people there, and they were talking about Delta Force training local police departments. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was telling me to go check out an old TV show. It was like on the air in 2014, and it's called Crisis. And he said the plot in that show, there's Delta Force that's working for the CIA, and they go around killing members of the press. He said that's predictive programming. He said Delta Force has been training police departments on record since the early 80s. And he said that they're going to start rolling it out, and they'll say, oh, so-and-so died of a heart attack when, you know, him and his entire family was basically executed by a bunch of Delta guys.
Well, that's right. I went and saw Sicario a few days ago, and in that, it's very accurate. We told people 20 years ago Delta Force was in Mexico, and it's got Delta Force there. And they're expanding the squadrons. There's a bunch of groups outside of Delta Force. I mean, the real groups don't even have names, and they're private operators that reconvene who are basically outside of everything. And yes, they are trying to mainline using them in operations domestically. And they're trying to get rid of the good people that are patriots in the military who won't go around killing members of the press. And I mean, that's why they've had Delta Force and Navy SEALs and, you know, groups like XZ with piles of cocaine naked with, like, you know, 20 hookers. They're really trying to demoralize these people. But the movies act like they're invincible and God. You know, what's going to really happen is other people in the military, when they find out stuff like this goes on, it'll be 6 months, a year later, those guys are just going to get killed. So, I mean, if they start going around killing patriots, it's not going to go too well for them. I can tell them that.
He told me that when you get in the Green Berets and Delta Force, you in front, he said, you graduate into the CIA. He said that's public record. All these specialized units, they are CIA. They're just working for the military.
And it's a takeover of the military by the CIA. And they are just totally turning them into, and when I say CIA, that's a whole conglomerate itself, bigger than Coca-Cola. People think it's, oh, so prestigious. This person was in CIA, that was in CIA. I mean, it's just an absorption of the whole economy. And it's not free market, and it's wrong. So we talk about CIA. The CIA is just a cutout for all that as well. I appreciate your call. Edward in Florida, you're on the air. Say you're in the Army, the topic of naval base with Chinese ships. Go ahead, Edward. Thanks for holding.
So, yeah, going to the caveat at the beginning of the segment, you talked about, essentially, it's mental illness. You know, we have some mental illness in our country with the leadership. And today, I kind of got to see this firsthand, they actually welcomed three Chinese warships into Mayport, Florida, near Jacksonville. And they're literally walking around base with their commie hats. They're running the Chinese flag on the ship. Like, and no one, everyone's just driving by it, like, no big deal, you know. Hundreds of these guys. It's insane.
I know they've given, and there's the article on screen, Navy.mil. They have basically handed over most of our bases on the east and west coast, deep water ports, to the Chinese government. Panama Canal, it's a total sellout.
Yeah. We look at this, like, well, what's going on in the South China Sea, and what's going on with, you know, the today was on drugs, the submarine that was stalking the USS Ronald Reagan near Japan. You know, it's like, I almost think it's bipolar geopolitics. You know, one end, we're fighting the Chinese. The other end, we're you know, hanging out with them doing joint military drills. It's crazy.
Well, that's the balance. It's like the globalists say, look, you can have America. That's the deal. They made a deal really 30 years ago with China to give them our ports, give them our area, let them have economic dominance, but they're not supposed to move military in. And China's been breaking that, moving military into Africa, moving it into the Caribbean, moving them into Latin America, moving them in to the South China Sea. So the globalists are still following one old policy of letting them take over, but going, hey, wait, you're breaking the deal. It's really scary. Edward, great call. Thanks for alerting us to that. We confirmed it. Greg and others, stay with us back in 70 seconds. InfoWars.com/OvalFreeFeeds.
InfoWars.com today.